Rhode Island has something for everyone. If you love to surf, grab a board and head to Narragansett Beach. History lovers, you can explore the colonial homes and taverns. But if you're freelance illustrator Frankie B. Washington, you need a spot where you can sip coffee and draw, and nobody minds if you claim a table for hours.
We are at Brood Awakenings, 316 Bald Hill Road. My name is Frankie B. Washington, and I'm a freelance illustrator and artist.
Washington is a regular at this coffee shop on a busy stretch of suburban sprawl next to a Subaru dealership in Warwick. It's not exactly the scenic vista you might have expected from an artist who penned a winning tourism slogan, but this is his favorite spot.
I love coming here. I actually have a monthly get-together, which you call a meet and draw, with a couple of area artists and stuff. So we're heading in, going inside.
Just inside the door, he says he likes the high-ceilinged, airy atmosphere.
Brood Awakenings is a very kind of eclectic place. It's very nice. It has a lot of open space, so you never feel like you're being crowded in. There's a lot of different writers, there's artists.
Cross toward the back of the cafe, and you'll find a case of glistening cakes and pastries near the espresso machine. But Washington is on a strict diet, so he picks a healthier option.
The thing I do normally go for is the wrap. They do have a fantastic Mediterranean wrap, which is really good and really fresh.
And although Brood Awakenings happens to be a chain, Washington feels a sense of belonging here.
All right, there you go. We're heading back to the table. This is where you will find me.
You might spot him here, sipping tea and sketching. Just look for the chin-length dreadlocks and big, friendly smile.
And then I just pick up my drawing stuff and just start drawing and get into my little sort of vibe, little groove and stuff, you know. Just hearing all the different people, the different sounds and stuff like that, it kind of energizes me. I like to, you know, just the synergy of all these people and the different people who can be business people or whatever, you know, singers, writers or whatever. I sort of pick up off of that, and then that just helps me in my own creativity as I'm drawing.
Washington wears a wristband full of pens and pencils, kind of a MacGyvered holster, but for artists, and pulls out a soft black marker to fill in some detail on a cartoon. He says drawing in public is liberating, and as a newcomer to Rhode Island, he was happy to find a spot he could claim as his own.
For the longest time, I wasn't going to coffee shops. When I was living in Mass and going through the process of my divorce and my home, and well, I stayed in my studio. I gained a lot of weight. I was depressed in a sense where I just didn't go out. And then, like, all of a sudden, as soon as I moved here, like a ray of sunshine, it was like things started just changing for me and stuff. And
Washington picks this cafe in Warwick as his favorite spot in Rhode Island because it's a landmark on his emotional map, his own slice of paradise. But you're invited, too. Kristen Gourlay, Rhode Island Public Radio.